Hi, friends. This is The Path to Joy, and I'm your host, Melissa Bloom. I have a friend, Charlotte, who is a Baha'i. Have you ever heard of the Baha'i faith? I'll give you a brief rundown of what the Baha'i faith is all about. But first, let me tell you about Charlotte. Charlotte has the kindness just oozing out of every pore. She's just a good human. She has two kids, roughly the same ages as the twins, and lots of animals, a menagerie, dogs, bunnies, pets galore. She takes in people who need a place to stay. She's just incredible. And she recently invited me over to her house for a get-together to celebrate a Yom Iha, a celebration right before Baha'is begin a 19-day fast. It's similar to Ramadan. So the holiday moves around a bit as it's based on a lunar calendar, just like the Jewish calendar. So as I'm writing this, we're in the middle of this celebratory period. While you're listening to it, you might be in the middle of their 19-day fast. So what does a Yom Iha mean? It means days of joy. Well, Ha can be translated in different ways. So it could be days of God or days of joy. But could you imagine a better name for a holiday? Days of joy? Let me tell you a little bit about Baha'is. I'll give you the ultra Cliff Notes version. So the Baha'i faith is a monotheistic religion that was born in Persia, Iran, in the mid-19th century. And its basic tenet is that there's truth and validity to all world religions in what Baha'is describe as a progressive revelation of God. So it's kind of like truth is revealed by God through a series of divine messengers throughout time, beginning with Abraham and Krishna, Jesus, Muhammad. There are others too. And the message from each messenger is tailored to suit the needs of the time, the place of their appearance, and really the capacity of humanity. Baha'is have a 19-month calendar with 19 days for each month. So if you do the math, this celebration of a Yom Iha is a 4 or 5 day period that kind of adds extra days to the calendar, intercalary days, to make a 365 or 366 day calendar. Right? So this year, a Yom Iha was 5 days, sometimes it's 4 days, but it's these few extra days inserted right before the month of fasting to kind of round out the days of the year. And the concept of this period of time, days of joy, is unity and charity. So if we're trying to make a parallel to American holidays, it's like Thanksgiving and Martin Luther King Day rolled into one. You gather together with friends and family. You invite people to your home. You focus on service projects to help those in need. It's the concept of, well, if we are all one, let's really be one and offer love and support to each other. Open up our homes. And I've known Charlotte for many, many years. I've gone to a number of celebrations at her home, and everyone I've met in the Baha'i community is just so warm and welcoming and curious. There's a respect for people in general. This genuine curiosity simply because you're another human. And I've really never encountered a group of people of such respect for humanity with a total disregard for wealth, education, social standing. It's a beautiful community. So as you're listening to this episode, the Days of Joy is past for 2024, but maybe we can celebrate the Days of Joy anytime, just by opening up our homes, being generous and kind, because we're all one. And thank you, Charlotte, for inviting me into your home time and time again. I am a better person because you are part of my life. And thanks to my editor, Ben Kish. Thank you for listening. Join me again every Tuesday and Thursday on your favorite podcast app for more episodes of The Path to Joy. Enjoy the journey.